Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I love this song. I love this song, Bazalwane. Uyazi the way bayishaya ngakhona ngesindrebele, sikhosana family, bativumani ngeharibana. Ihambe njalo I three songs in a row. Phambgwabo ke sabusisa uTasha Cops ethi forever at your feet. Wasibusisa noSabelo Mbuku ethi Thapelo Yaka. Ngiyathemba ke usijabulele zintathu njalo zilandelana. Isikhathi ke sithi 27 after 3 njoba ngiyangasho ukuthi sizoxoxisana Lethabiso Thabiso Mohoje ukhona la ubhale incwadi bazalwane, incwadi okuwukuthi sisonke nje singabazalwane. Ngicela ukuthi cede ukukhuluma naye nje la nivele nimthinte nithi Thabiso riyayithloka buka eyo ka nithi we need revival rele bana ba Modimo. Ya uThabiso ubhale incwadi entitled Be Lifted Again, The Cry of Revival. Ukhona la istudio and nawe ke uzoba nalithuba lokuthi uxoxe naye or mhlambe unombuzo. Ya ngizokunikeza lelo thuba, ungashaya ucingo ku 0123341322. I WhatsApp call 0781400778, and then I WhatsApp voice note noma I text we tumela ku 0826572729. Ithi ngimbingelele bese ke sindlula ngala. Ungathi ha ubahluthi khona uThabiso kodwa simuzwa ekhuluma. Hi Thabiso.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
No, I'm good. I'm blessed.
Siyabonga, re a leboga gore o be le rona today.
I know le nna ke a leboga.
O itse go monate yang go gae ga go tlile baeng, especially how le motho nje o ratang ho hosta like myself.
No, it's a great blessing gore be ke le mona.
Yeah.
So no re leboga Modimo.
Ke rata puo e ya Setswana ba re mo yeng goroga re je ka wena. So today re tlo ja ka wena.
Lefoko.
Yes, lefoko la Modimo.
No, it's a blessing.
Yeah, ke kopa ba dumedise ko gae.
No, let me then greet everybody in the name of Jesus. Ke re Modimo a letshofatse. It's a great honor for me, Horebeke Lemona.
Yeah.
And I am praying that I can be a blessing in these few minutes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, before re tlo bua ka buka ya gago, ke kopa o ba paintele picture ne.
Okay.
Go gae gore ke mang Thabiso. And then your last name, ke se pronounce hantle.
No, yeah, it's fine. It's Mohoje.
Mohoje.
Yeah. Ke wa Sesotho, wa Setswana ke Mogoje. So this one ke Sesotho.
Ke Sesotho.
Yeah, ke Mogoje.
Ke mang Thabiso?
Thabiso, I'm just a young man that loves Jesus. Ke holetse ko Mafikeng. And that's where I met the Lord.
Yeah.
Ke pulusitswe when I was very very young. I think by then I was just in grade 8.
Wow.
And later that year then ka qala rera and I've been preaching since. Till today.
Since. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so my grade 8, that's where I believed. Ganela bophelo ba ka ho Jesu. By then I was in I think grade 8 by then. Later that year then I started horera mo skolong and I did it Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Every single day I was at school ne kerera until ke matriculate. I was preaching. I got involved a lot mo di house to house evangelism kone ke dula teng where I grew up in Longley Park ko Mafikeng. I also did a lot of just going around praying for people whether ke go cliniking and all of that. So I got involved in ministry at a very young age. Of course, also just because of Lerato Laka for Jesu, and that's what has kept me this long. So I'm just somebody that loves Jesus in a short term. If Jesus is not there, I'm out.
Yeah. I love that. So, Sadula Kumafiki?
No. I'm here. I actually moved to Joburg in 2016.
Okay.
Was it 2016. Mm-hmm. Because I was coming here for a ghetto study, COVID.
Yeah.
So I was there. So I've been in Joburg since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So... Mafikeng ke ha ke eta fela.
Go gae. So, uyazi ngiba so excited uma ngizokhuluma nomuntu omusha and then akhuluma ngo Jesu. Because nowadays hore, you know, how about let's babua young people, it's all about monati, it's all about mijolo, it's all about, you know, those funny things. Say long hore at the end of the day how na go di khuisang ko
ding.
Yes, only a young person, but ke sizokhuluma more ngicela ukuthi sindlule ngala. Yeah, ke Thabiso Mohoje, yeah, sizoxoxisana naye kuze kuyoshaya lapha u4
masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Skipped a program? No problem. Download our podcasts anytime, any day. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, uThabiso Mohoje ungumbhali wencwadi Be Lifted Again incwadi ke esizoxoxa naye ngayo uthi we need revival. So Thabiso,
yes,
ngifunda your profile name.
Mm-hmm.
You said you grew up with many questions about faith, and you also said you were curious to know who Jesus is.
Yes.
So my question ke hore ke di question tse feng tso no na le tsona ikakhulukazi nge faith, and why were you so curious hore ke mang Jesu, and how old were you gonna go ew?
I actually grew up kohaye, you know, my mom raised us to believe in God.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, a home where rarapela every day we did Bible studies at home. So when you are at that age, of course you have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody comes about, no, tonsu dumele mo mudimu. So like, okay, ke ma mudimu. How do I have a relationship le ne? How do I get there?
Yeah.
And so ke hudile lo hore, I'm exposed to the knowledge ya mudimu.
Mm-hmm.
So I think ke one long hore yentse hore ke be le dipotso tsengata. And I went to church, but I think ntwe leng hore netsa ke ipotse dipotso ne re ha ke bala Bible, and we see these people ba leng hore, you know, ne ba tsa male modimo a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then here I am at church, I don't see that.
Oh.
So the question is di tlang gore, okay, if batho ne ba dumela mo modimong in the Bible, and whenever somebody encountered God, they got impacted in a certain way, then why bana are they the same? Is it the same God? Where is it? So I had a lot of questions, because nekeba tlotlhaloganya hore why batho bana are not experiencing God the same way as batho ba mo Bibeleng. Where is the problem here?
Yeah.
So the question it's a ka dietsa hore, you know, you start asking questions, or okay, if Jesus says in his word hore batho ba dumelang ho yene, they will do exactly what he did, even greater, then why lona ke sa bone that? Where is the disconnect? So hantso o tla o ba le di question tse ngata, ne ke sa grade karabo from bone. And by the time now I was in grade 8, a new student came in my school, and ona rera modimo in a way that I was seeing that in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
And yanketsa ke be curious because this guy is just 2 years older than me, but his understanding of God, he can give me the answers tse ke sa di kreng ko kerekeng.
Yeah.
I became curious, and he used to pray in the school, and he was just living the book of Acts. Like, there's so many miraculous things tse ne di mosala morago. You know, this guy is in grade 10, he's busy casting out demons in mo sekolong. So ntotse jwalo, they made me wonder gore, are they preaching the same God?
Mm-hmm.
He's so young. How is it possible that Modimo is able to use him in this way? Where else kweketswang batho ba ba rerang ke batho ba baholo, you know, the gospel is seen as this thing ya batho ba baholo.
Yeah.
And when you are young also they undermine that. So yanketsa hore ke be more drawn towards him, and through him I realized hore actually I was going to church but ne ke sna relationship le Modimo. Because there are certain people who go to church but they have never really encountered Jesus.
Yeah.
It is a Sunday thing and ene hana relationship le Modimo. So by that time then I got born again and immediately I got into ministry.
Yeah.
So the question it's akatsa gore ke manje so Modimo khona go dirisa motho o leng gore he's as young as me. They got answered when you come across people like Bo Jeremiah in the Bible who were very young when they encountered God. And for me, it answered the question, okay, it is possible for God to use someone who's young. And that's how my journey then started. Mm-hmm. Me finding the answers in somebody I never expected to find answers.
Wow.
And the funny thing is this guy was only at school for 1 year
mm-hmm.
and then he left.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see, you know, the mercy of God in that. Hooray. Just him being there, I was able to find Jesus.
Mm.
And I realized I didn't have a relationship with Modimo. I was going to church, but I was not born again.
Yeah.
Because that's when I realized, hooray, okay, Polo, so is this and not what I was taught.
Yeah.
Because khalekutwalenzulele, but it has never changed me.
Uh-huh.
So it is the same way that you find certain people in church and they've been there for years. But you can't differentiate between Bonele batho ba lefatshe because they are going to church, but yeah. they've never encountered God.
Yeah.
So for me, that was my moment. Ya hore ke kopane le Modimo, and then from there, bophelo ba ka ba tshentsha. Then ke qala rera immediately, and yeah, I've been. It just, you know,
yeah.
burning for Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm still going.
So, yes, ngithanda le ndaba yokuthi uye wakwazi ukuhlukanisa to be a church goer
yeah.
and to have a relationship
yeah.
le Modimo because ke tseding tsedietsang gore batho ba sa gola.
Yes.
You know, because motono ra because ke ya ko kerekeng, it means, you know, ke moteng.
Yeah.
Kanti motsa understand gore this thing it's deeper go ya fela kerekeng.
Yes.
You need to have a relationship le Modimo. And go ba le relationship le Modimo go kenya gore tshwantse o be le nako le yena.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and moya o halalelang tshwantse o dule ka mogare ga gago gore a khone go go ruta, a khone go go guide, a khone, you know, kwetsa lentlela yakho yo kholwa o botsike ibelula lwana usabuya dilo tsa gore yo na bazalwane yo bazalwane ba so ke di stereotype and all that. So how na le moya o halalelang ka mogare ke yena a go a khona go go guide gore no, you know, tsela e gore we tsa mae and then we enjoy go be monate e tsa mae ka tsela ena. So ke di sacrifices tse feng tso di entseng as a young person or in your childhood for over feleletse yes you are still young but gore o feleletse o le motho o leng yena now.
So basically I think for me the moment of sacrificing, it's me realizing hore you can't be in the middle.
Yeah.
Okaso khono hore ore I believe in God, but bophelo ba hao it's only reflecting lefatshe. Because that's what a lot of us do.
Yes.
Church is a Sunday thing.
Mm-hmm.
During the week I'll live however I want.
Yeah.
And it's me realizing hore ha Jesu a bua ka batho, he says something like this. So ore I chose you out of the world.
Yes.
So hocho, if Jesus chose you out of the world, we can't still trace lefatshe moen.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
So for me then getting to a point of now, okay, I literally decided hore okay, bophelo bona ha se bophelo baka. Botswa ho Modimo at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Modimo aga decide hore no ke stop o hema. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do then is to invest my life in him.
Amen.
Cuz if bophelo botswa ho yene, then I should be able to invest my life for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also now getting me to a point that I realize that I can't now live like other people my age.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if somebody comes to you, let's say, for example, I'm presenting an opportunity, invest in this.
Mm.
If you are not investing in that, you can't come tomorrow, bore, no, I want my returns.
Yes.
And that's what many Christians do today.
Mm-hmm.
But they still expect Modimo Arabedi tapelo tsa bone like this.
Yeah.
That's what happens most of the time. We want blessings. Mara gotla tapelo.
Yeah.
It lola 5 minutes. No, rapela too much.
Yeah.
So I had to horiki separate from my peers. I lost a lot of friends just by that.
Mm.
Because, you know, when people start seeing changes mobo pilomba how, that's when now questions start.
Yeah.
We get some root, this and this. And I'm like, no, this is how a Christian life should be.
Mm.
And I've realized even when I'm in different Christian communities, the moment ore, you know, nekrapela mudimu ubuilelena, people already like, oh, so mrut.
Yeah.
Because we don't see mudimu habua lebato as a normal thing.
Mm.
It looks like something sabato baba rileng fela. So already it shows us hore a lot of people, even though badumela mudimu, have a relationship ili mudimu. How about a lot of Christians ore, can you hear the voice of God? That's where you find people not even sure who reba ring.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people reba la baibele, but the relationship part ke mathata.
Yo.
Mothotlo bolela re ke na le 40 years ke pulusitswe, but axoutlwi lentswe la modimo.
Mm-hmm.
Mara ba la baibele Jesu are my sheep hears my voice.
Yeah.
So how sa utlwi lentswe la hae then utlwa la mang?
Mm.
Because clearly huna le voice we utlwa but a se a hae.
Yeah.
So if Jesu ene are my sheep hears my voice, when sa utlwi ya hae.
Yeah.
Utlwa ya mang?
Exactly.
So now ke one ntweleng hore for me I had to sacrifice first of all now go ya rapela.
Mhm.
By the time I was in high school, you know, I've always been obsessed with prayer. It has always been a thing. To this day I'm still that one, it's an obsession.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it's something that I love because I've realized, you know, matla a le mothapelo.
Mhm.
So I was somebody leng hore even at home I was alone.
Yeah.
Because ne ke tlo fela ke dumedise do my chores. I'm in my room, homework, study the Bible, ke rapela, ke robala.
Sure.
That was my routine every day. And I would do, by the time 8 o'clock, whatever, everything, I'm in my room.
Reading the Bible.
Because I was preaching every day also. Yeah. So I'm there, ka Bible, 9:10, I'm in prayer for at least a minimum of an hour.
Yeah.
I did that every day. Till that was my daily routine.
Wow.
So it was the thing of being even separated from family.
Mm.
Because they don't even understand. Bapulusi to mare eya how puluso e one. It too much.
Yeah. and wait to get rata eo hore ubile obsessed kanto e right.
Yes.
Ubile obsessed kamang ka Jesu.
Ka Jesu.
And I think obsession itomile mola ubang curious usahola. Yes. And ubile lidi question etengata, but usahone hudi kriya.
Yes.
So wari erikidi tole ko ye na mungwatsona di tabatena.
Yes.
And you know what? Neki wele swongile a utlwa hore ke tlo ba lwena ne program. You know what swongile said?
Are
yo bahle yazo zomthando thabisi.
She was saying ra o nkutla fela o tlo nkutse. Be careful. O tlo utse.
And ka netse ke ke ya morata thabisi. Okay, re tlo kena go bukeng ya hao ne.
Okay.
Asithathe kancane la umculo ka hlengiwe mdlalose othe I believe.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Open your eyes and see the goodness of God and kholelwa kuyena uyasho la uhlengiwe mdlalose uthi I believe ngisahleli naye uThabiso Mohoje ya ubake umhlambu nombuzo umlalele ekhuluma noma une comment siloku nje siqhubeka sixoxa ungashaya ucingo ku 0123341322 ungashaya nange WhatsApp call ku 0781400778 noma ke uthumele nge text noma nge voice note ku 0826572729 ya ubhale incwadi la enhle ethi be lifted again the cry of revival yeah what's about Thabiso ha ko mametse o bolela mona ne
yeah
umpusetsa ko go the lady owning either motivation are know your position
yes.
And ha ku tlweletse o bolela you know your position and you understand your position that is why namanje usahleli or ha usuthi mo and obsession how a hona ntongwe tlo replacing
nothing
over obsessed ko mudimo until ibambe kanjalo you know le fatse le rephela ngmolona hona ya nong if like how mo mudimo you know iba disaster.
No, I agree.
Yeah, iba disaster. So, yini eya inspire ukuthi ubhale le ncwadi?
So basically in twing inspiring it was just me realizing hore you know, hare follow Modimo a lot of times. We think hore you know, our walk is always going to be in twentle fela.
Yeah.
Esa ba le mathata, re batla di blessing fela, a re batle di difficulties.
Yeah.
And one thing about God, God will get you to a place where you are able to trust him in different seasons.
Yeah.
Because it is not like how le mo lefatseng you won't go through difficult moments. Even Jesus said it when he speaks hore in the world o tlo ba le mathata.
Yes.
There will be tribulations. But he says something very nice. He says remain in me, and the reason he says remain in me is because there is peace in him. He says, in me, you will have peace. In the world, you will have tribulations. And then he says, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. So, ntweleng hore, it inspired me. It was me getting into a season, eleng hore. You know, you are this person who's used to these long prayers. You know, prayer life ya hao, eguti, hanga ona leone for mudimu, the way obalam baibele. But now you suddenly get into a season, eleng hore. Tapelo ya han and you are like this can't be me I am now surviving 35 minutes God thank you for this day amen I'm out me and it's me getting into that season where I realize hore prayer life ya ka it's not the same hunger e ke na lone for modimo it's not the same so clearly hona le something says wrong but I couldn't figure out how to get up and it took so long but one thing eleng hore into seeds it's me leaning on God in that season and when I came out of that season and then ke qalo bua with a lot of Christians I realized hore actually people are dealing with this I speak to certain people you know we're just having a conversation ka thapelo motho are yo ana every time I kereke rapela ke robala and now how do I break out of that? So this is just, you know, me coming out of a season that I realize everybody is going through this. And now me speaking to God and God teaching me about, you know, different things I was doing wrong. And even dilo tseleng hore ne ke sa di bone ha satane a simula a theka. because that's what happens a lot of times. People only realize how about it about will.
Yeah.
They don't realize how simula yanong awa. Because what we expect most of the time, the moment Satana tapum, you will just see it immediately. But there are certain things and they look so good that you think this one can only be God.
Yeah.
And then immediately everything falls apart. Because a lot of times in Twepa Lamba toki discernment. We discern by how things look, but we don't discern through the Spirit of God. That's why even when we look at people, Haika peresu to kilemotle.
Yeah.
Ah, anointed.
Yeah.
Hanka atlagadi jean. Ah, questionable. Because we descend based on what people look like on the outside.
Yes.
And God says, I, the Lord, do not look as men look.
Yeah.
I look at the heart.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, we find ourselves in certain places because of Batubab Reba Alawang around us. Because you don't realize, since you had this friend, Hausa Rapel. Since you had this person in your life, Hausa Bulale Baibel. And the enemy can also use that horizon, I'll push her away from Mudim. Suddenly you realize, Hausa Tolo Olele Kisa Jesu, the way you used to.
Yeah.
Because now you are too distracted by people babbling around when. So discernment, it becomes the biggest problem. So that's one of the things, Sahore, like when I speak to a lot of people, I realize mathata ba feisang. I go back in my time of prayer and I'm saying, Mudimu kopa onsebedise in this way. I want to help people who are going through what I used to go through.
Yeah.
How do I reach out to them? Then I started, you know, going back to preaching again. I started again, you know, just reading, studying the word. And that's what then led to the book when I realized, okay, how will you can actually get up?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, no. Then I will use my voice to help somebody else to get up. Because batubabangata, ribamo plekeng e wane for too long. Not because Satan ona lemata, but because harina information.
Yeah.
You don't know how to get up.
Yeah.
And the Bible even says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Amen.
So hochoko knowledge is in thing. Already you are destroyed.
Yeah.
It is not a negotiation. So a lot of times when I struggle in a certain thing, my first question is, how much do I know about this thing?
Yeah.
Because hocho already how about the problem, knowledge are how we limited.
Yes.
Your knowledge can only take you to a certain level. So then that's how you realize, hore, honalento sa itzebe.
Yeah.
Because if honalimoto mongwe, who's excelling, montongelong horo osoko lakayon. Honalentos nanyona nan leon.
Yeah.
But a lot of times what we do, we look at this person and say, ah, we get a better. Instead of going there and saying, hey, my brother or my sister, how do you maintain a healthy prayer life? Ntwe ampalel.
Yeah.
How do I pursue God? Kapalel.
Yeah.
A lot of us can't do that. Because renale mentality wa ketle ipatlela Jesu.
Yeah.
And which is very wrong, because even Bible are Mudimu romela batho.
Yes.
So if Mudimu are romela batho, he knows rabahloka batho. So it is important to learn from other people, because aona motho a tsebang thengwileng.
Yes.
You can't know everything.
Yes.
There are people who excel mo di ariense leng hore wena wa palelo.
Yeah.
So the best thing you do for yourself is learn. So that you can improve.
Amen.
So that's the thing that helps me. I ask a lot of questions. I will ask, why we na I feel something. What's your secret?
Yeah.
And from there, you improve. You start moving with God in a better way, because I honor pride.
Yes.
You are able to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of us, everything. We are too proud to say, akitsebi, even when people are asking questions.
Yes.
So it's that thing, elonghore, when I look at how God lifted me, I'm like, kebatla modimo aphamise. So that's just the inspiration behind the book, because a lot of young people, a lot of people, bakala hantle, and they are so on fire for Jesus. And then after na komoloati.
Okay, arinke kholo ne.
All right.
So wana dumelo semoyeni.
Kosaza.
Kani mambo.
Yeah. ngabe na umoya ukushumayela. Kodwa ke umunye wangitshela ehamba kuzibani bani bani. Ngaya lebo baba uSilinda le. Wangibeka izandla kuphela ngahlelo lo moya lo ukuthandaza lo. Ya ngabe se ngithanda ukufunda izincwadi. Zingakabiki izincwadi zingakafiki kwakule sikole esinye White River ngafunda kuso lesiya. Emmanuel ngafunda kuso lesa sikolo. Nganinyana nje bese ufika la ama Bible College. Ngathi izincwadi lapha kube ngafunda ngaba nalomoya ofuna ukwazi manje. Manje ke mfundisi izwi likaNkuluNkulu noma yona iBhayibheli noma yona iVangeli. Liba mnandi kakhulu uma silehambisa ngolimi lwakithi.
Okay.
Ngelimi lelo ngamunya lona.
Okay.
Yeah.
IsiTsonga bari ririmi leri ningamama lona.
Yeah.
Ngokuba nguye eBhayibheli College abanye omunye waye eBhayibheli College waqeda iminyakanyana ngale.
Yeah.
Wasuka emakhaya angazi English. Wasuka ebamfundisa evangeli nge-English. Wo ngimothe ezininge bamo bo English akayazi mfundo ufunda kwazi.
Hayi.
Inkinga manje masafika le. Athola ukuthi mina nibula bula changana ufunde izincwadi.
Wabula
bo. Ngisifayo.
Yeah.
Abafundisi bethu kumele bakuhlukanise lokho laba ehamisho nomfundisi laba ma Bible College.
Eh.
Eh bafundise bakhethe lapha yani ukuthi wena awuzange bane umuntu le. Akavuma ukuthi yalakane basenda bangaka.
Siyabonga Khadimambo.
Khadimambo kodwa.
Amen. Balalela abafundisi, fundisani nge-language abantu abayi-understandayo. Bayeke lesilungu. Okay, kuneminye imiyalezo la ithingi ngithathe nje i-break bese ke siyayifunda and then bese ushiyela ne-contact yakho.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. True, authentic Christian Radio.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM
012-334-1322 Sinothabiso Mohoje obhale incwadi la ethi konjithini Thabiso
We lifted again the cry of revival.
Of revival. Ya incwadi le singabazalwane kumele sithole eseshilo ukuthi kukhona nje trials and tribulations esibhekana nazo nanoma usindisiwe so ngempela kuyadingeka ukuthi uthole nje irevival kube khona nabantu duzane nawe okuwukuthi uma uwile bakuphakamise ari tlhoke batho ba ileng hore batlo go tshega Thabiso re tlhoka batho ba ileng hore batlo go phagamisa ka di prayers batho ba ileng hore batlo go phagamisa ka mantswa tlo encouraging ukuthi ubuyele futhi endleleni ngoba akekho umuntu o perfect you know but each and every day siyazama ukuthi ke sihambe ngendlela kaNkuluNkulu and ngosizo lwakhe sizonqoba. Okay, kunomunye umyalezo la uphuma kumfundisi uBongi Inkosi Mkhonza uthi molo sisibahle and my brother lapho e studio mfowethu asihlale enkosini sisabe uJehova uthi silindelwe ekhaya and then omunye uthi ndimamele ngumonde maqopokazana uthi uThixo abe nani uThixo abe nawe monde if igama. Yeah. Okay, yo isikhathi sethu nasi la hey wabona nako wayibona nako e Marathabiso. Hey. But ngisa enjoy a kutle leso uthi ditaba tse mnate tse.
Didn't hata haholo.
How lipina ya vele nje ya iKenya nje.
Ke fumana background music.
Okay, so buka ibala ke bomang, ikabala ke bomang.
So this book eka khona thusa motho leng hore you are in a season leng hore o hloka modimo a o phamise. Maybe you used to be somebody along hore, you used to walk with God a certain way, but no hona le mathata, you don't know where you are going wrong.
Yeah.
And onso le mo plekeng e one for too long. So this book can be for somebody like that.
Yeah.
Or just for somebody o leng hore ke hone a qalang ho tsama le modimo o batla o tseba hore okay, how can I have a better walk le modimo and avoid making mistakes along the way.
Yeah.
Also buka e khona o thusa motho jwalo.
Yeah.
So I would just say hore it's good for everyone that's a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who wants to know what it means to walk limudim.
Yeah.
So I would highly recommend it.
Amen.
Amen.
And ba go thola ko kae?
I am available on all social media platforms, excluding Twitter. Yeah.
Okay. Why it's Havalwen?
I know I'm fine. I am okay.
Okay. So meaning how are all social media platforms?
Yes, so TikTok.
Yeah.
Virtuous Tabiso, Tabiso Mohoje, TikTok.
Okay. Retro Buela Happy. Yes. Rengwabo Fellow. Sawbona Jumelo Semoyen? Sawbon? Sanbona Ma. Amen. Hi, Coco.
Hello, Ma.
Tabiso.
Emma.
Ngiyabonga ndodana, ngiyabonga likho ivangeli elingcono kunaleli olipheke.
Ah, ngiyabonga ma.
Ngigogo okhulumayo ngithintwa ukwahlukanisa uNkulunkulu nezinto.
Okay, gogo.
Uthi u-Exodus 20 uthi uverse 3 ungabi nabanye uNkulunkulu ngaphansi kwami. Ungaliphathi neze igama lami. Ungamhlanganisi mntanami, lalela usimakade ukhethile wakugqoba. Ngithi uNkulunkulu abe nawe, uNkulunkulu akuthwale endleleni.
Amen.
Ahambe nawe ungumholi.
Amen, ma.
Amen. Amen.
Ngiyabonga gogo.
Siyabonga gogo.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
TikTok.
So TikTok, Virtuous Tabiso.
Okay.
I am there and I do TikTok lives regularly. I preach, pray for people.
Yeah.
I am there. Mm. I'm also available on Facebook, Tabiso Virtue Mohoje, and Instagram as well, Virtuous Tabiso as well.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, it's just WhatsApp, especially for the orders are booked. That's
yeah.
where I am. And people can just reach me. I can share my numbers.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
People can reach me on 0766228334.
0766228334. Thank you.
Yes.
Maybe
it's like a panahap.
I don't know.
Okay.
Lina
ke
too much.
Yes.
The spirit of discernment.
Yes. I'm telling you, trouble alone too much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tabiso.
Thank you so much.
Keep booking how you are.
Yeah, it's my first book.
Okay.
My very first book.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, asiphume la Nofret Hammond uthi no weapon formed against you shall prosper mzalwane. Sizongena ke kwi discussion yethu yosuku le Pastor Justin Matley. Today sikhuluma ngane, sikhuluma about unmerited favor. Lingasuki Pondo, alqhubeke lihlale ku AM 657.
Do you read the word for today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.